Welcome to The Right Moment, a podcast by TAG Heuer, where we talk about topics that bring us together and inspire us. We meet visionaries from TAG Heuer and LVMH to uncover insights, challenges, advice, and defining moments that have shaped professional journeys. This is a new adventure that you can discover each month with episodes in French or English. From personal development to entrepreneurship, including corporate social responsibility and watchmaking. This is where we create the right moments to discuss about topics that matter. I am Kim Kassa, Talent Development Manager, your host for the episodes in English. And this is The Right Moment. I'm really excited about today's episode because it is a topic that I love. I've always been fascinated by the world, not just the places, but the people and the incredible variety of cultures that make it so vibrant. I am based in the US, where different cultures are well represented, and while I do work for an international company such as TAG Heuer, I know my perspective of the world is just one piece of a much larger puzzle. And so I'm constantly trying to learn, sometimes even unlearn, and understand experiences different from my own. In 2023 and 2024, I was lucky enough to have an 18-month international assignment in the UK through TAG Heuer. My favorite part of the experience was meeting all these lovely people with unique backgrounds and stories, each of which were so proud of their cultural backgrounds and heritage. I was even able to share some of my American holidays with the teams too. It was so heartwarming to be able to bond and share these traditions with one another. Those are the memories that I'll always hold dear. I'm glad to host today's conversation where we are going to talk about cultural diversity. This is perfect timing as we recently celebrated World Day for Cultural Diversity. This is a day led by UNESCO and dedicated to celebrate the richness of cultures worldwide. Obviously, it goes far beyond enjoying different cuisines or learning new languages. Cultural diversity shapes how we see the world, how we solve problems, and how we innovate. In the workplace, it influences collaboration, creativity, and ultimately, success. So this is truly an important topic. It's not just a nice to have. It is a must have for innovation and employee engagement. In my personal and professional journey, I've been fortunate enough to see how diverse teams bring different perspectives to the table, leading to more creative solutions. This is also something that a significant amount of research has proven. Organizations that embrace and leverage cultural diversity simply have the best outcomes. They just do better. I've learned that according to several reports of McKinsey, for instance, companies in the top quartile for ethnic and cultural diversity are up to 36% more profitable than those in the bottom quartile, which is very impressive. Taking this into account, honestly, I'm not surprised to see cultural intelligence becoming a key skill. Actually, a LinkedIn study found that cross-cultural communication is one of the top 10 soft skills in demand worldwide. But with cultural diversity also comes challenges. I think it's the same for everyone. We are all humans, and it is easy to think that our culture is the norm and get trapped by our own bias and stereotypes. This is why at TAG Heuer, we encourage open dialogues where team members feel safe sharing their perspectives, even when they're different. We operate all around the world. Our clients come from all regions. Internally, we have 50 plus nationalities worldwide. So we try to celebrate cultural events from around the world, not just to have fun, but to learn from each other and raise awareness. It's about creating an environment where everyone feels safe, respected, valued, and included. Based on our last employee survey, almost 70% of our people reported that they feel they can be themselves at work. I think this is a great start and at the same time, a reminder that there is still room for improvement. This is definitely a journey. To give us a real-world perspective on this, I am happy to welcome today's guest, Gesley Almir, Boutique Manager of Miami Design District for TAG Heuer in the U.S. Gesley, welcome to The Right Moment. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Hi, Kim. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Let's kick it off with you telling us about your journey.
Yes, so I am of Haitian descent, but I was born here, so I'm a Haitian American. I came to the U.S., I moved permanently to the U.S., I should say, when I was 17 years old. I lived most of my life in Haiti, which was a great experience for me. but I always came to the U.S. for summer. So I was already immersed in the language and in the culture here. So moving here wasn't a big adjustment for me, but it was an adjustment nonetheless. I started with Tag Heuer very young in 2009. It was my first big retail job. And, you know, nothing could have prepared me for what I was about to embark on. It's been an incredible journey. I've met so many people. I've worked with so many different type of clientele. I've learned so much and I've grown tremendously from working with Tag Heuer. I started with Tag speaking two languages and now I'm at five. So that's an incredible growth for me. I've traveled the world being with Tag Heuer. I've immersed myself in so many different cultures and I'm happy to say it keeps, you know, the experience keeps growing for me daily. So it's always an excitement to be at work and to be part of a great team that is very open and always learning from each other. And I think that I owe Tag Heuer a lot to my personal growth as well as professional. And I'm very happy to have this opportunity to share with you guys.
Wow, five languages, Gesley. Really amazing.
Yes, I know.
And can you share if you've ever experienced a memorable moment that helped you realize the importance of cultural diversity at work?
Yes, definitely. And this ties into me now speaking five languages. I remember the first few months starting at Tag, I was assisting different customers. I was assisting different clients and, you know, I became available and there was a client waiting and I asked if I can be of assistance to them. And because Marcio at the time, who was next to me speaking Portuguese to another client, the client declined my offer and asked me if he could wait for Marcio because he would like to speak with him in Portuguese. So that really lit up a fire in me because I said, wow, okay, if I'm not going to lose any opportunities because I don't speak Portuguese. So speaking French already, Marcio always told me that it's very close to Portuguese. And I asked him if he could help me learn. And that's how it all started, you know, just being motivated to be able to connect with everyone that walked through the store. Lit a fire in me. And from there, every day we practice on different words and it just grew from there. I practiced with the clients. Everybody was very enthusiastic seeing that I wanted to learn their culture. They were very open to me learning and even teaching me a few words while they were, you know, throughout my selling ceremony with them. And it just grew from there. So this is a very pivotal moment for me, I say, with Tag Heuer, having that experience where the client did not want to at first connect with me or be assisted by me because of a language barrier. And I took that and made it the fuel to get me to the next level. So I'm very appreciative of that.
That's incredible that a moment like that, that could have been a really small one, turned into something big and really jump-started your interest in learning a whole new language.
Yeah. And yeah, it went from there, from Portuguese to Spanish. I say, if I can do Portuguese, I can do Spanish. And yeah, it just took a life of its own now.
Have you ever had the opposite experience where you were in a situation and you wished there was more cultural diversity in the space you were in?
I'm definitely coming from my background. I've been in a lot of places where there hasn't been similar cultural background as me, but I never let that deter me. If anything, I made it an opportunity to make space for myself, you know, to make embrace the differences and also let the environment that I'm in know that I am open to share who I am, to share my background, to let others experience me and where I'm from and what I have to offer instead of letting it enclose me or, you know, tuck myself away and be shy about it. I also make space for myself and embrace my culture and invite everyone around me to do the same. And it's always been a great experience where, you know, we're learning from each other. I feel a bit more embraced and feel a sense of belonging, if that makes sense, you know? So making space for yourself when you wish there were more of you is very important because others that are looking can say, wow, okay, if she's there and she's comfortable and she's making a space for herself, then I can do the same. So that really inspires me even when I'm alone.
I love that. Learn to make space for yourself. That's really, really powerful.
Yes.
One last question for you. What advice do you have for employees wanting to be better allies or to navigate cultural diversity at work?
So that's a great question, Kim. And I believe the answer is very simple, and one that might sound redundant that we've all heard before, is to be open in order to be an ally, in order to be, to let everyone be comfortable in who they are. You have to be open and let others know that you want to learn and want to know what their experience are, you know, having the conversations, being curious. All that comes from being open, from having an open mindset, open body language, you know, and making everyone feel comfortable. I think that's very, very important, because when you come into a room, you can sense the energy. But when everyone's smiling, everyone's greeting you, everyone's asking questions, it makes you feel comfortable. And you're also more open to share as well. So both sides have to be open to receive and to give.
Thank you, Gesli, for your honesty, your insight, and your incredible openness to cultural diversity. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Kim. It was great being here with you and speaking about my experience with cultural diversity. And I'm so happy to have been able to share my experience and look forward to hearing the episode.
Before we wrap up, it's time for a listener question. Today's question is, how can I navigate cultural differences without feeling like I'm walking on eggshells? That's such a great question, and one that I think many of us can relate to. Navigating cultural differences can feel intimidating, especially when you're worried about saying the wrong thing. But the key is to approach it with curiosity and respect. I'm not an expert, but from my experience, I think it's important to start by acknowledging that cultural differences exist. They're not right or wrong, just different. Instead of assuming, ask questions and be ready to actively listen. For example, you're unsure about a colleague's communication style or decision-making approach, it's okay to ask for clarification. Showing genuine interest not only helps you learn, but also builds trust. Another important tip is to be transparent about your own cultural background and biases. By sharing where you're coming from, you create a space where others feel comfortable doing the same. It's about building mutual understanding. At TechWare and across LVMH, we encourage open dialogues and continuous learning. Cultural awareness isn't about knowing everything. It's about being open to learning and evolving. So don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't be scared to apologize if necessary. Learn from the experience and move forward. Thank you to our audience for such a thoughtful question. It's a great reminder that embracing cultural diversity is a journey, one that we're all on together. If you have questions or stories you'd like to share, feel free to reach out. Who knows, your question might be featured in our next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Right Moment, a podcast by TechWare. We hope you feel inspired. Once again, I'd like to thank our guests for joining us. If you have any questions, feel free to send them to us at the email address, therightmoment@techwire.com, and we'll answer as many as possible next time. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. It really makes a difference. We'll be back in no time with another episode of The Right Moment in English or French. See you soon.